Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
You see them girls rolling, and it look like their ass is just swollen. If a man get a cane, then what you gonna say? We gonna tell that nigga,
pass the Cavassier.
We gonna tell that nigga,
pass the Cavassier.
Everybody sing it now,
pass the Cavassier.
Everybody sing it now,
pass the Cavassier. Yes, Skateboard P. You know, that used to be my jam, my jammy sister. Jam. You know, I love that. And you know what also used to slap?
What's that?
The remix with Busta Rhymes. Don't this shit make my people wanna
jump, jump.
Don't this shit make my people wanna
jump, jump. First of all, and can I just say, let me tell you what loyalty is. Spliff Star is still next to Busta Rhymes.
Still,
to this day, Busta has not replaced Spliff with another hype man. Okay. He's still there with him. I love to see it.
Spliff got to be, what, 60? How old is Spliff Star?
Absolutely. If Busta's 62, Spliff outrageous. Is 61.
We love it. We love to see it.
No,
I'm just saying that
it.
Because I know how old I am, and those men have been grown exactly. My whole life, as far as I can remember.
Exactly.
Okay.
Let's look this up, because you know I like a good fact. You know I love a fact. And Pharrell is 162, honestly.
Yes.
Vampire
yes.
status. Cause
Gotta be.
Busta is 51 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what's his sign? I never knew that, actually. I don't think I've ever checked. May 20th. Okay. Now let's see. Spliff Star. Let's see how old Spliff is. This nigga has 52. What'd I say? A year apart. Mm-hmm. Look at me. Well, praise the Lord, niggas. Welcome back to another graduation mini-sode.
Yay!
We're still
celebrating the graduates. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we told you all through the end of June, baby, and we're here with another batch.
Hell yeah.
Of graduates for the 2023 season, unless
correct.
You're late and it's 2022, but we are celebrating you as what? Well,
listen, correct. Indeed. Let's jump into it. We've got lots to get through. Sis, would you like to go first or shall I?
I can go first.
Please.
All right. Our next graduation announcement is from Micah, and she says, hello, Jade and Kia. My name is Micah, and I have some amazing news.
Yes.
My cousin Jelly is graduating with her Master's of Education from Portland State University. I don't think you're ready.
All
it's
right.
been a lot of work with a lot of ups and downs, but she made it to the promised land. She can finally stop going to school and, well, start going to school for work.
Mm.
We're all very proud and can't wait to see the good she does in the world of educating the youths. Thanks for giving us a space to shout out our loved ones. And congratulations, Jade, on your graduation as well. Thank you. Thank you.
I know that's right. Congratulations, Jelly.
Okay, Bootylicious. You know I was going to do it.
Oh, so good. Thank you for writing in, Micah.
Yes, thank you, Micah. And congratulations, Jelly. The world ain't ready for you.
Heck yeah. Our next graduation announcement reads, praise the Lord, niggas, once again, giving honor to God for graduation and Cheryl Underwood's purse. I believe that this is my third time writing in for graduation announcements, but God is so good. So here we go. That's right.
All right.
Sending congrats and not too loud air horns to my father, Dr. Charette Charles Stokes III, who received his doctorate in education from Northeastern University. He successfully defended his dissertation, How to Increase Alumni Giving in the HBCU Environment, last year, and the hooding ceremony was May 11th, 2023. Gonna brag for a little bit because we are so proud of him. Even though Northeastern University is a PWI, we are an HBCU family. My parents met at Wilberforce University in Ohio. My brother, also Dr. Charette Charles Stokes IV, received his master's degree from Clark Atlanta University and Morehouse School of Medicine in Atlanta, then went on to receive his doctorate in environmental science at FAMU.
Come on.
My stepmom attended Howard University. My little brother attends Howard University currently. I attended Spelman College. My husband attended Morehouse College. And my oldest nephew attends Lincoln University. I have more cousins that attended HBCUs, but I'm tired of typing fast. I know that's right.
A family of Huxtables.
I love it. My father's passion for HBCUs is the reason I attended an HBCU and why I'm pushing for both of our sons to attend HBCUs. No pressure. He is also the reason why I have consistently donated to Spelman since my graduation in 2005. And when I wrote last year, I was celebrating myself for earning my editing certificate from the University of Chicago's Graham School. Don't you know I used that certificate to edit my dad's dissertation?
No, that's right.
Please help me send huge congratulations to my dad. I've attached a picture and I wore purple just for him. And P.S. my dad said I didn't have an Omega stole, so I'm holding up this Omega bag. I know that's right. shout out to Dr. Stokes. Congratulations to you, sir. You're doing the Lord's work out here, helping to ensure that our HBCUs not only continue to thrive in academic excellence, but also have the resources that they need, because alumni need to what? Give back. I know that's right.
Give back.
Thank you so much for writing in. That message was from Lauren, shouting out her father and her brother and all of the peoples that have walked across the burning sands of the historically black colleges and universities. Shout out to the Stokes family.
Congratulations to this Dr. Stokes.
Dr. Stokes.
And my grandfather went to Northeastern, actually. Yes. So come on with it.
I love this.
Ran track. All right. Let's get to it on our third announcement. Hi, Chef Jade and Dr. Kia. I've been waiting patiently to send this graduation shout out mixed with the I Know That's Right.
Come on.
By the time you all see this, my baby sister Shayna will be graduating of the illustrious Clark Atlanta University like her big sis. Burr, 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 burr. Come on, HBCU love across the board.
Yes.
Shayna has always displayed ambition as she graduated high school with an associate's degree as well. Come on. Starting her college career during COVID and her first year being virtual, she has managed to thrive and maintained a 4.0 GPA throughout her journey.
I love to see
She will now be heading to New York to utilize her mass media arts degree and participate in the inaugural class of the Spike Fellows Program, founded by Spike Lee and the Gersh Agency. Come on, congratulations. I'm just giggling. This comes with the, I'm just glad your sister is going to... see the softer side of Sears.
Yes.
This comes with the promise of student loan debt relief and full-time employment.
Yes.
To say the least, I am extremely proud of her, and I cannot wait to see what's in store for her. Here are the links to the articles speaking of this program, and that's from Jasmine. Jasmine included some links. Thank you so much, Jasmine, and congratulations to Shayna.
Yes. Wondrous. Wondrous, come on, wondrous. Shayna. Congratulations, Shayna. The next announcement comes from Erica. She says, hello. I've been a huge fan since the first show. I'm 49 years old with a 4-year-old neurodivergent son, August, who's the absolute light of my life. I never had an opportunity to finish college, but with the financial support of my employer, I received my Bachelor of Science in Business Administration in October of 2022 from Capella University. I did this thing while working full-time and caring for my son. My mother, who passed away in 2019, the year he was born, always wanted me to get my degree, and I'm proud to have done this for her, my Augie, and me. Mm-hmm. I'm currently pursuing my master's degree in Human Resources Management with an expected completion date in 2024. To all the 40 plus women who are doing everything for everybody, don't forget to take the time to do you as well. Love you, ladies, and thank you for what you do for us. And that comes from Erica. Erica, thank you for writing in and sending these wonderful pictures of you and your adorable, brilliant son, August.
Okay. Look at him in this Adidas tracksuit.
How precious. We are so proud of you, and we are so, so excited about all the great things that are in store.
Congratulations.
Can't wait for you to write in next year, girl. Talk about you done finished this master's, okay? Because then we really going to have a turn up.
Make sure you keep us posted because, you know, we trying to make big plans. All right, our next one comes from Kelly. She says, greetings, Chef Jade and Dr. Kia. Hope all is lovely with my two favorite cousins in my head. I'm sending you both this email in celebration of my daughter, Jazara Jazzy Johnson. Yes. I submitted a graduation announcement to the show back in 2020 to celebrate her completion of elementary school and transition into middle school, which you both graciously read on the show. We thank you so much for that shout out. The picture I attached at that time was a pic of her wearing her black chef jacket and her afro was popping.
Yes.
We knew middle school would be the ghetto, and it certainly was, and we knew it would be. But she persevered and navigated all of its twists and turns with grace. God and her village were there every step of the way, and we're grateful to celebrate her middle school graduation this upcoming June 1st. Hallelujah! Mm-hmm. I got a high schooler now, y'all. Ooh. Her hard work and joyful spirit continues to take her to new heights as she has been accepted into the high school of her choice, Hartford Tech Magnet School in Maryland. Yes. This school requires excellent grades, an essay about future goals, and teacher recommendations for entry, and she achieved all with flying colors. She will be joining the culinary arts and business management track they offer with aspirations for further training as a pastry chef in preparation for culinary school in France. Post-graduation! Burr, 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 burr! I am super excited and proud of who she is, her diligence and hard work, and her loving heart. And wish for the world, and wish the world for my baby girl, Chef Jazzy. Thank you both for always supporting our community and being a shining inspiration to Black girls, women everywhere. I am a faithful weekly listener and always enjoy our time at the kitchen table. You both are an amazing representation of what can be accomplished if you follow your heart and your passion, whether it be academia or the culinary arts. The sky's the limit. Stay blessed, and we love you both down. Love, Kelly and Chef Jazzy. Chef Jazzy!
I love this.
I can't wait to taste your pastries, girl. Make sure you get those danishes down and those cinnamon rolls, okay, for Auntie Jade, with just a smidgen of pecan on top. Thank you so much.
Ooh, a order being placed. I love to see it.
Oh, absolutely.
It.
What do you mean?
I love it. The next announcement reads, good morning and hello, Chef Jade and Dr. Kia.
Bueno.
I would like to submit a graduation shout out for my niece, my heart, Chastity Beverly Holloway, on her graduation from LaSalle University. Chastity has earned her Bachelor of Arts in Education and plans to become an elementary school teacher. I am so proud of her because she is amazing, but she's also made it to this point in spite of some insurmountable odds. In July of 2020, Chastity's mom and my sister, Michelle Holloway, passed away. And just 6 months later, Chastity's grandmother, my mom, Cheryl Belton, joined her in heaven. I know that they are in heaven rejoicing at our baby girl's accomplishment, but I want to make sure that as many people on earth know, too, about how amazing she is. Chastity has been the rainbow in the clouds these last three incredibly hard years, and I am just in awe of her spirit and tenacity. She's beautiful with a heart to match, and I'm so proud of her for seeing it through because she did not have to. Congratulations, Chaz. You did it. Here's a pic of her grad pics that are the kids. Oh, what? That the kids are doing these days. That's right. Her actual graduation was Saturday, May 13th. Thank you so much for this space. I appreciate y'all. And that's from Ebony. Thank you, Ebony, for writing in. And look at Chaz. Look at Chaz with her mama and her grandma on her cap and gown. Oh. Well, Chaz, I'm proud of you too.
And listen, Chaz. And girl. Ebony, you being such a proud and supportive auntie,
yes,
in the midst of you also losing your sister and your mother, we're sending you all immense love over here.
Very proud of all of you and praying for you. All my love.
All of it. All right. Our next announcement reads, good afternoon, Jade and Kia.
All right, these caps.
I hope that you both are doing right. It's big as hell. I hope that you both are doing well. I've listened to many graduation announcements and happy to finally have one of my own. I'm so excited to write in to congratulate my baby girl, Araya, on graduating from pre-K.
Yes.
My baby girl has breezed through her last year of preschool and is officially on her way to big girl school, as she calls it.
Come on.
She's already working at a first grade level and will be entering a dual language program this upcoming school year. Yes. Mommy loves you so much, and I'm so proud of you. Thank you both for taking the time to congratulate my princess Araya. Love, a proud mommy who will be crying at the pre-K graduation.
I'm down.
I've attached some pics of my baby girl. Let me tell y'all
precious.
About Araya right
a
now.
A precious lamb. A lamb. Okay. A precious
lamb. A lamb. And these black girl beads at the end of these braids, things like this make me happy.
For the culture.
Oh, I love to see it. Congratulations, Araya. We're sending you so much love on your educational journey, baby girl.
So much, so much, so much. The next email reads, hi, ladies. Sorry in advance for the long message. Uh-oh. I honestly never thought, I would be able to write one of these about myself, but Jesus Devante Christ took the wheel.
Devante sang!
On Thursday, May 18th in the year of our Lord 2023, I graduated with my Master's of Social Work degree with a focus on public health from the Morgan State University in Baltimore, Maryland. If you ladies are not aware, Morgan State is the only HBCU in the state of Maryland designated as a national treasure. Here's more info about that. Come on, Link. Okay. Anywho, I started my three-year graduate program in August of 2020. Yes, that ghetto year. During my first semester, I suffered the worst panic attacks of my life. But with the help of my friends, family, therapists, and of course, Black Jesus, I got through. Let me tell y'all, I'm proud that I was actually able to accomplish anything more than breathe and pay taxes that year. But here I am at my big age of 37, about to moonwalk across that stage. Not too fast, though, because these knees and ankles ain't kneeing and ankling like they used to. Working a full-time job because these bills ain't stopping, attending graduate school full-time, completing two part-time internships, and holding on to my 4.0 GPA wasn't easy. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and all of the Super Friends podcast, Getting Grown, JDNXD, The Friend Zone, and The Read. Y'all legit kept me laughing when I wanted to cry. Thank you, ladies, for providing an avenue for me to big up myself.
Trinity World!
Peace and blessings. And a photo attached. That is from Julia. Thank you so much, Julia, for sending in this wonderful announcement and this beautiful picture. We are very proud of you, girl. Congratulations.
And the knees and ankling, the knees and ankles may not be kneeing and ankling, but the skin is skidding, darling.
Skin is skidding down.
Skin
okay.
Is skidding boots.
Skin
okay.
Is skinny.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
All right, our next announcement reads, praise the Lord, niggas. Great honor and blessings to reach my two big sisters, Chef Jade and Dr. Kia. Nice. I thank God every day for finding your podcast. My name is Charmaine Finley Perry. My pronouns are they, them. Thank you. Longtime listener, first time reaching out. I found y'all pre-COVID, and I have to say you two have truly kept me sane with your fantastic kitchen table talks, Jade singing, and Dr. Kia's insight. I would like to shout out myself and my homie, Shonda Moore. I have struggled in academia since I was young, being a person with ADHD and other documented learning disabilities. Academia is ableist, and though God has brought me through with so much wisdom and knowledge, I really wish he'd let me go on easy mode rather than hard mode. I know that's right. Mm-hmm. I digress. I'm receiving a BA in American Sign Language and Linguistics with a minor in TESOL, Teaching English as a Second Language. Yes. My future plans is to become a part of Team Typing Fast. After a gap year, I will apply to
you already. You already on the team, girl. Already on the team.
Already, everybody on this list is on the team.
Period. People think that you only have to be in graduate school to be on Team Typing Fast. If you work every day down to the job, typing fast and answering emails, you on the team, girl.
Yes.
That's the team.
After a gap year, I will apply to a dual program to receive my master's and PhD in disability studies so I can teach and research in higher ed.
Cannot wait.
My homegirl, Shonda, she, they, is receiving her MBA and kicking all the ass to do it. I am honored to know such a wonderful human who is inspiring, detail-oriented, and dedicated to being so great. I honestly thank God for her. Yes. There will be no wrinkled regalia as we graduate May 13th from California State University, Long Beach, okay? Yes. With so much drama in the LBC. Yes. Thank you both for being light and love. Thank you, Jay, for all the laughs and using inclusive language to all us gender-diverse blacks. I try my best. Thank you, Dr. Kia, for the shark academic mind and the ratchet stuff, too.
Yes,
your
girl.
Forever fan, Charmaine. No pictures to the day because who has money for this? But here's my announcement as well as Shonda's. And Charmaine posted posted a photo of themselves.
Beautiful.
Looking luxurious and moisturized. Beautiful. Pundi head. Beautiful. The eyebrows are thick.
Beautiful.
You looking good over there, Charmaine.
Thank you, Charmaine. Good. And thank you for sending your pronouns so that we can identify you correctly. And when I said girl before, I meant that as a figure of speech. I'm not misgendering you. I acknowledge and want to just be respectful. Thank you so much for getting us told around here. And I cannot wait. Cannot
I
wait.
Because I do be girling and boy. I got five. Human.
I say that as well. Then we have to find.
Why I use nigga as inclusive language.
Same.
Also, thank you, Charmaine. Also, we got big my love default. For you. Congratulations to you and Shonda.
Yes. And I can't wait to call you Dr. Charmaine because that's also coming.
Okay. Hello.
All right, here we go. Next email announcement, graduation announcement email, sorry, reads, hi ladies, I have done it.
Yes.
At almost 32 years old, I am graduating with my BA in public policy and urban planning double major from Wayne State University in Detroit, Michigan. This is my first graduation in life, as I did not graduate from high school on time. I never understood school's importance and accepted that it wasn't for me, so I kept sales jobs during my 20s. I excelled at work, but would still cry at every single graduation announcement you all read, wondering what that must feel like. Long story short, God eventually changed and revealed everything. It turned out that all those getting grown listening hours were preparing me for my own academic journey. Wow. Going back to college at an older age is easier yet harder at the same time. Just know that you two uplifted me time and time again. Through grief, self-doubt, adult diagnoses, friendship breakups, and waiting 7 years for a new Rihanna album, I would say.
It's never coming!
I just gotta finish so I can tell Jade and Kia. What you all do every week has an incalculable, I can read, value.
I know that's right.
You impact the lives of real people that go on to impact countless others. Thank you for somehow making it feel like there's space for me in a conversation where I am merely a listening party. May all that you've blessed people with Return to You Tenfold. Sincerely, Yvonne, new Black alum. Thank you, Yvonne.
Yvonne,
this, you like chills. To make me cry. You like to make, right? I like to get emotional.
Yo, Yvonne gave me, like, I had chills running up my arms.
I'm sitting here bouncing my leg, trying not to let it go. But thank you, Yvonne. Thank you. This means so much to us. It really much. Does. Thank you so much.
And I relate. I relate to you. You know, I didn't think extended education was for me. Never graduated from nothing. And you know what? Mm. We did that. Right?
Did.
And
look at y'all.
So many more people who are going to do that. And
I'm not
going to
do
that
it.
We have this
Both
community.
Of y'all can cut the crap because I'm not finna put up here and cry.
You cut the crap.
Not
okay.
Finna
all right.
It. Not finna do it.
Our next announcement reads, hello, Chef Jade and Dr. Kia.
Hey.
I had to take a moment to shout out my son, Michael Gavin LeBrew,
yes.
who will be graduating high school June 1st here in California.
Come on.
He has been the blessing I didn't know I needed. He has stretched me and made me grow in many ways. This past year, he joined the school choir, and I watched him blossom into a young man so quickly. His choir will be traveling across country to sing at Carnegie Hall
yes.
later this month. Come on with it. His work and dedication have been a joy to watch. He has defied the odds in so many ways. I love you, MG, and look forward to seeing all that you have yet to accomplish. I would also like to shout out my BFF's daughter, Micah Bearfield. Micah has been a delight to watch grow up over the years, and I'm looking forward to all that she has yet to accomplish as well. Micah took Michael to her prom in New Jersey this past weekend, and they looked amazing. I've enclosed photos of the kids together over the years, as well as this weekend. Thank you for sharing them, ladies. They are both such awesome young people. Oh, my God. Wait, did we see this before?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Well, you know what? I don't care if we did. I love this. I love
I
that. I love
did.
That they grew up together. I think this is beautiful.
Yeah, this is very, very, very touching, heartwarming. I love this. Thank you so much for writing
that.
In.
Yes, thank you.
Morgan Kelly. Writes, hi, Kia and Jade. My name is Morgan Williams, and I will be graduating June 24th with my degree in business administration with a concentration in HR management from Strayer University. This degree is 17 years in the making. I graduated high school in 2006 and went to Bennett College for 2 years, but life happens and I had to end my journey at Bennett. It has been so important to me to get this degree. It feels unreal, but the Lord has blessed me. Thank you for recognizing the hard work of people like me every year. And that's from Morgan, who also attached a picture down to
yes.
the graduation. Okay, with the stole and the cap and gown. Okay.
Okay, and the mini. Come
it's
on.
It's giving
the
mini skirt. Mini. It's giving legs.
She said it's giving graduate legs.
She said these are post-baccalaureate legs. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Our next announcement says, hi, Kia and Jade.
Hey.
I'm so blessed to have certain people in my life, including the two of you.
Aww.
The perspective you bring from Black women has been so spiritual and impactful. Thank you for your voice and for giving us permission to be fabulous Black women. You
Heck
damn
yeah.
right. I wrote to you about my sister, Rita Raines, the family calls her auntie, last year on June 2nd, 2022, and we've even watched you on Patreon. Aww. She was so moved and cried all the way through it.
All right, auntie.
Taking the moment to bring her that shout out meant the world to me, and to her, and the family. Aw, we're happy. See, this is why we do it. I'm writing to you this time about my daughter,
yes.
Rosario Angelina Robinson.
Yes,
I'm giving you her whole government name.
Whole
she graduated
government.
With a Bachelor of Science in Computer Science degree from Southern New Hampshire on November 19th, 2022. Yes, I messed this up last time, but correct myself today. Rosario graduated summa cum laude and will be a force in the computer science community.
Yes, she will.
As well as bringing much needed diversity to the work and hopefully research. She will be more than just coding a program, but an innovator for responsible technology and ensuring we have the Black voice in every aspect. I know that's right.
Sure, you're right.
We must be the creators and not just the consumers.
Period.
A little about Rosario. When I found out I had breast cancer 5 years ago, she immediately stopped her education and put it on hold. Her focus was on me and making sure I got through all my surgeries, treatments, doctor's appointments, and medication and beat cancer. I know that's right. And
Period.
I did.
That's it.
She is such a giving soul and religiously listens to your podcast, especially watching you on Patreon.
Come on here.
You're always playful, but you also influence her in a way to be proud to be a Black woman and never minimize herself to accommodate others. Y'all gonna do it today. I am in awe of her and how authentic she is in everything she does and says. Watch out for Rosario.
Because
she's gonna be the change we all want to see in the world.
I know that's right.
I can't. Thank you, Kia and Jade. Your work is inspirational and authentic, and all of us are proud of you. Our sisters beyond our wildest dreams. We're so proud of you. And that's from Rose. Rose, Rosario.
Listen, y'all supposed to be congratulating y'all. Okay. Yeah. It's too much to congratulate us. Y'all doing too much of that. Cut it out right now.
Cut it out.
Thank you.
No, we love you guys.
Yeah,
we really
thank
do.
You. And we're proud of you, Rosario. Hey, girl, I'm waving at you down to the Patreon. I hope you're still watching. Okay? I love this. Our next announcement reads, Hi, Dr. Kia and Chef Jade, and Hello. Praise the Lord, niggas. I hope I'm not too late. You're not, but it's been a rough few months. I wanted to send my shout out in early May, but adulthood had, and if I'm being honest, still has me in a chokehold, but I'm yet holding on. Same. I not only celebrated my 36th birthday in May, but I graduated on May 13th with my Master of Arts in Organizational Leadership. And I am an emotional roller coaster about it. Actually, more like the whole theme park of emotions. I was able to walk in the ceremony, but still have two classes to fulfill this summer. So it's giving. She still is typing faster than fast to attain this here master's degree. Plus, I have to make sure I keep up the momentum by finishing strong because the universities don't care to acknowledge any grad student's GPA, but I am. I have a 4.0 and I'm praying to keep it that way. I know that's right.
You will.
I try to post my grad pics on social media to help me feel like it's happening, but I don't know. I just feel happy one minute and then stressed out the next. The last year has been rough. Like crying right now as I type rough. But girl, it's all right. I'm trying hard to protect my peace and mindset about staying positive and to stop being so hard on myself, but I'm getting better day by day. That's good. Step one is celebrating myself because if it were anyone else, I would be screaming and going off for them. While I'm still not in the celebrating mood to this day, I try to recognize the hard work I put in to get here, so I wanted to shout myself out, and I had to make sure it was with you ladies. I will officially have my degree in hand in August, but it will reflect my May commencement ceremony. I thought I should give my shout out now instead of waiting until next year. Anywho, yes. I will not hold you ladies any longer with my sad, happy vibes. Thank y'all for acknowledging me and reading my shout out, and congratulations to all of the class of 2023 graduates. She also included some pics of me and her son.
Yes, Purple.
Her son, Dew, who she shouted out a few years ago when he graduated from the 8th grade. He's 16 now and was the reason I attended the ceremony because I wasn't going to go. He made it a point to tell me that he needed to see me walk for every degree I attained, associate, bachelor's, and now my master's. So I gathered my things and took a 2-hour ride so he can see his mom walk across the stage. And that is from Remy, who says, I love you ladies so much. Remy, come here.
We love you.
Come here and sit down because I'm getting ready to get you together. Come here and sit down, Remy.
Do it.
All of this back and forth about two classes that you still got to finish. Okay. A master's degree typically requires 60 credits. You telling me that you got 53, 54, and you talk about you don't know whether you want to celebrate, girl, if you don't get from around here with this foolishness. Okay. You are able to participate in the graduation ceremony because you've graduated. Okay. These two classes are just a condition, just another couple of months and you will be fully complete. But the university would not permit you to walk in the ceremony if you were not a graduate. You are not considered a graduate. You put on the robe, you walk the stage, you should celebrate. Even if, you know, whatever happens, you've absolutely successfully passed 54 credits, and that is not anything that you should not celebrate. So, you know, sometimes things work out differently and not according to our plan. Jay remembers, we all remember, I was supposed to finish my dissertation in June, mm-hmm. but things happened and I didn't get a chance to finish until September. But yep. whenever, you know, delayed, but I still got to finish, and so will you. And so I hope that you will find it within yourself to be grateful and appreciative and find ways to celebrate all that you have accomplished to get even to this point, knowing that mm-hmm. in just 6 short credits, you will have the full credits that you need in order to have your degree in hand. Okay. Yep. We sometimes get so consumed with what failed that we fail to acknowledge all that worked. Okay.
Yes.
Remy, yes. I'm glad that your son Duke got you together, because if you would have sat out the graduation, because I'd have had an attitude too. But thank you. Shout out to Duke. Shout out to Duke, and shout out to you, Remy. We're very, very proud of you. Very proud. And I hope that you can find the way to be proud of yourself. Thank you.
And you put these purple shoes on and this dress.
Didn't she?
And those were made for stopping. Okay. Okay.
Duke got on his cool grays down to the function.
That's what I'm saying. This cool gray 11s, baby. So, yes, you did what? That. And you deserve what? All of that.
Period.
All right. Show a favorite to the show. Dr. Doucette's in the building. Esteemed nieces, Key and Jay. Come on. Here you go with this. I am super duper proud to share the high school graduation announcement of my firstborn. Woo! And first of his name, Jean-Luc Pierre Gibson, from the Calhoun State in New York City.
Calhoun School.
The class of 2023 is unique in that the pandemic was a significant factor in shaping their high school experience from 9th through 12th grades. That's so nuts, right? I will never forget Jean-Luc sharing with us in 9th grade that he had resolved to be more bold and put himself out there to make new friends after spring break. Little did any of us know, there would be no returning to school in person for another year and a half. Mm. Senior year college visits were majority virtual, all outdoors when in person, and with limited opportunities to get a feel for the schools. I have watched this young man and his peers battle loneliness, isolation, anxiety, and loss, yet also make the best of the cards they were dealt by finding new ways to connect, support each other, celebrate, and persevere. God is good. Jean-Luc was admitted to NYU early decision. Okay, purple and white, where he will start out in liberal studies and then major in linguistics. We're so glad he won't be far from home, but he shall be living in the dorms because no thank you.
That's it.
I've attached a couple of pictures in his steamed graduation gown. Okay,
that's it. Wrinkled regalia. No wrinkled regalia around here.
Not already. Thanks, as always, for giving this community an opportunity to scream and cheer for each other every graduation season. It's simply the best, better than all the rest. And I second my loudest, proud auntie congratulations to everyone in the class of 2023, from the babies to the oldest, with love and affection, Fabian. Fabian!
Oh, well, this one is a doozy, because I am old enough to remember when Dr. Doucet was pregnant with this baby.
Oh, Doucet, sorry. Oh, yes, French. Yeah, you did. So Dr. Doucet, by the way, guys, is one huge, she was a huge factor in Team Typing Fast New York. Facilitated everything for Kia, the whole Team Typing Fast New York here, which I believe Noah was like 5 or 6 when you did that.
It was like 2017, 2018.
That's so crazy.
That is so crazy. But for those of you who don't know, Dr. Doucet was my advisor when I was a graduate student at UConn.
Yep.
She was my advisor, nurturing me through Storrs, Connecticut. The only other black woman in the building. Shout out to the two of us. But this is wild that her oldest son is graduating from high school and headed to NYU. Jean-Luc, I am proud of you. And Jean-Luc, I am so proud of all that you've accomplished despite the ghetto that has been the earth. Okay.
Yeah.
During your high school experience.
Yeah. And the extra ghetto that you all have had to deal with.
My gracious. But shout out to all the high school graduates of 2023, especially Jean-Luc. Shout out to Dr. Fabien Doucet, who was recently honored. I saw on Twitter, one of the, you know, in IIT, you know, she's Haitian, right? They honor, they select, like, you know, the most notable people who are doing big things. Haitian people of Haitian descent that are doing big things in the world. It's like 30 or 40 Love people it. That they pick every year. And she was one of them. She was, I have to find it on Twitter. But yes, congratulations to you, Dr. Doucet. You're still out here being a game changer. I love it.
Yes, Dr. Doucet, congratulations. Sorry I mispronounced the T.
It's okay. It's okay. I'm sure it's okay.
We love you. And we are so proud of Jean-Luc.
So proud.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
One thing that happens to be my specialty, okay, is worrying. It is something that I have excelled at for the larger duration of my life, but now I'm working towards unlearning those unhealthy and unhelpful practices and learning a different way of approaching things. But sort of my age-old tendency is to focus on the problem and get sort of caught down in the weeds of figuring the problem out, that I really don't even have the time or the capacity or bandwidth to think about solutions. And, you know, it can be tough to train your brain to stay in problem solving mode, especially when you're facing a challenge in your life. But when you learn how to find your own solution, there really is no better feeling, and a therapist can help you become a problem solver, making it easier to accomplish your goals, no matter how big or how small. And I've said it before, and I will continue to say that one of the game changer aspects of therapy for me have been, you know, it really is just someone to help you change your perspective, get out of your own way, to stop seeing a situation in the limited view or vantage point that you currently have. And, you know, it's someone to help you sort of process your thoughts and give you sort of tools for zooming out and thinking about things differently. Those perspective changing activities have really been a game changer for me. They've made all of the difference. It's helped me to sort of have my feelings, to honor and acknowledge them, but to not let them take over my life or my capacity to move through the challenge. You know, even when it seems like it is something that, you know, is coming down, it's all encompassing, it's all enclosing in. Therapy has really been a game changer. And if you're thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. It's convenient, accessible, affordable, and entirely online. Get matched with a therapist after filling out a brief survey, and switch therapists at any time. When you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/grown today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grown. The next email reads, "Hello, Chef Jade and Dr. Kia. I'm so excited to announce that I finally completed my master's in public health. This has been a journey that started during the pandemic, and at 36 years old, I got to walk across that stage with honors while my baby girl, who turned 9 the next day, got to cheer me on. I am a single mama, and this journey was not easy, but every time I wanted to give up, my daughter would turn to me and tell me how much she loved me and how proud she was. It's been a long time coming, but your girl finally gets a comma after her name. Thank you both for your indirect support and encouragement." And that is from Jasmine Bhatchan, Masters of Public Health.
Hurry it. Come on, Jasmine. Let me tell you how the kids are just encouraging.
Love that.
Are just, okay, just helping to push the ass. I love it.
I love it.
All right. First, giving honor to God, who is the head of my life, and praises to the illustrious host of this show, Dr. Kia and Chef Jade of All Jades. Y'all are so dramatic.
So grand.
Let every nigga praise the holy name of the Lord. I would like to shout out my babies, Damian Jr., Araya. Oh, yep, I said that. Araya and Daniel for graduating from eighth grade on June 1st. They'll be heading to high school in September. Come on, in Chicago. Additionally, Araya was recognized for her participation in an accelerated Spanish program. She can either head to Spanish 2 or take another language for her credit. Damian was recognized for most improved math scores, and Daniel was recognized for her contributions to the basketball team. Watching the three of you grow up over these 3 years and becoming the responsible and intelligent young men and women you are has been one of my greatest joys, and I can't wait to see what you all do in high school and beyond. Uncle Bari loves you. And Uncle Bari posted pictures of these three fabulous black young people.
I love
Come on with it. Pretty educated and graduated. I know that's right. I know that's right. Thank you, Uncle Bari. And congratulations, Araya, Damian, and who am I missing? Daniel.
Yay. To the Turin.
Yes.
Thank you for writing in, Uncle Bari. The next email reads, "Hey, Jade and Kia, my name is B, and my graduation announcement is for my one and only baby, Noah. May 31st, Noah participated in promotion exercises to commemorate moving from elementary school to middle school, all while I embarrassed him by being a tearful mess during the entire ceremony. Noah, I am so very thankful to have been given the privilege of raising you. Keep shining, baby. Congrats to you as well, Jade, and to everyone celebrating an educational milestone this year. Here's to the class of 2023, and that's from Bianna Ryan."
Come on, B. Congratulations, Noah.
Yeah.
Noah. I love all the Noahs. Yeah. Okay. Our next one reads, "Praise the Lord, everybody."
Praise him.
We'll say nigga for you, no problem. "Hey, Dr. Key and Chef Jade, I hope all is well with you two. Congrats to you both on your successes during
Bless
this
you.
Season. Thank you so much. I am finally ready to shout myself out for this recent accomplishment. I am a firm believer that God moves in timing that is not ours, and so sometimes you have to trust the process while managing your own anxieties. I know that's right. The journey towards this degree began a few years ago, but who knew a random email for an informational session could lead to me finally doing something that I desired? Low-key working from home was a complete blessing for almost 16 months, including the summer. I, along with other working professionals, completed rigorous coursework at night while we worked our full-time jobs during the day, and that was a journey all by itself. Biostatistics tried to take me out, but I kept fighting.
Jesus.
This graduation was bittersweet because my brother, who made it his business to attend my graduations, joined the ancestors in 2018. Our love and our condolences. But my oldest brother stepped in and made sure he was there to support me in this moment.
That's right.
On December 16th, 2022, I walked across the stage receiving my Master of Public Health degree from the National Treasure, Morgan State University. I love y'all. Y'all, I love y'all. I want to thank my family, my line sisters and sorors of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, my coworkers who knew what I was going through, and the two who held me down during the late nights, my amazing partner Terrence and my fur baby Pootie. Dr. Kia, I know you get on us about making sure our regalia is always pressed, and I damn sure made it my business to do so.
That's
Yours
right.
truly, Nicole Logan, MSW, MPH, LCSWC.
Here.
Okay. Ladders across the board. Oh, wait, we got a picture.
Yes.
Yes, come on. The coif is coiffing. The smile is smiling.
Yes.
Gorgeous, darling. Gorgeous.
Amaze. All right. Here we go. Hello, Dr. Kia and Chef Jade. I wanted to start by thanking you for helping me survive as the only dark-skinned black queer man in my graduate program. A few months ago, I remember hearing Dr. Kia say, "The currency of adulthood is adaptability." That has motivated me more than you could have known. Furthermore, hearing about Chef Jade's experience as a non-traditional student during her culinary education made me feel seen. Both of you really inspired me to show up as myself and have shown me that there is more than one way to reach success in life. On May 18th, I received my master's degree in counseling with a trauma concentration. I'm officially a therapist, and I can say it's one of the most difficult things I've ever done. Shout out to Crystal West, too,
yes,
for enduring graduate school through the pandemic, just like me. Below, I've attached a few pictures of, and a video of me crossing the stage, get into this big-ass head. I hope you're proud of me. Proud of me. That's right. If you know anyone looking to hire a Black gay therapist, let me know. Y'all heard that. Okay. Y'all contact DMAC. Okay.
We're putting out the shouts.
That's it.
First of all, okay, wait a minute.
Okay, wait a minute.
I clicked on these photos and I am, first of all, beyond excited about this big ass head on this stick.
What a mess.
With this Yankees fitted on. The smile is smiling. Come on with the shades. You're giving me peak queer nigga realness. Love to see it. I love all of that. Yes, I love this. I love this.
Congratulations, Daniel.
We are proud of you. Okay, all right. Next up on the list. Hello, Cousin Kia. It's Cousin Kia and Cousin Jade. Hey. My name is Tiffany from Detroit.
All right, okay. D-Town.
Hitsville. What up, though? And 4 years ago... I love Black people. 4 years ago, I proudly announced my then eighth grader moving forward to high school. Well, cousins, she is now graduating from Chandler Park Academy High School on June 9th with honors and DECA Dance and Marketing Certification. She will be attending my university, Eastern Michigan University.
Come on.
In the fall as a business administration major. Full 4-year ride, might I add. I know that's right.
That's it.
I have included for your viewing pleasure graduation and prom pics. Yes. Cadence, you are my only girl. And I'm so proud of you. I can't wait until you retire me first and then your dad. LOL. Cadence, remember, it's on you and it's on you and it's in you. I know that's right.
Brilliant.
And I know you're going to shine at EMU. I love you, baby girl. And thank you for giving mom's bank account a moment to stop shaking until you leave for school in August. I got one more that I need to graduate, but that's in 10 years, Kia and Jade. Woo. Perhaps Noah will be filling in and I can send it to her podcast produced of the Blue Ivy Network. LOL. Thank you for allowing me to share my praise of my baby on your platform.
Wondrous.
And as I did in eighth grade, here are your grad pictures of your future business owner, baby cousin from Detroit. Okay, first of all, she is posing the house down boots. Thank you. I love this. You look beautiful, baby
posing
girl.
Posing
the
house down boots is good to me. Posing the house down boots.
Posing the house down boots. Oh, thank you.
Yes. Okay.
We love to see it. Congratulations. Thank you, Tiffany. We appreciate you writing in. And we are so, 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 so proud of your baby girl.
I love it for us. I love it for us. The next email reads, Hi, Chef Jade and Dr. Kia. My name is Jennifer Woods. And I want to share some good news about my good sis, Lindsay Clark. She's humble AF and private, so normally I wouldn't do this, but the occasion calls for a celebration. So sorry, Lynn, I had to do it. Lindsay has worked tirelessly to achieve her goal of completing her PhD, and by God, she has done it. Photos below. Her dissertation defense has been submitted, and on June 7th, it will be complete in Jesus' name. And I will be there to support her all the way. I am submitting this email because I believe in God's faithfulness, my good sis, and her capabilities. And I don't mess with the low vibration. I am claiming that Lindsay Clark is a graduate of Drexel University College of Nursing and Health Professions with her PhD in Health Sciences. You got this, sis. I'll be rooting for you there. And as you know, and as you move forward in your professional career, I'm so proud of you. Aim high, shine your light, and let us continue to navigate these streets while chopping down mediocre white men one at a time. Woohoo! Onward and upward. And that's, she says, love you, Jen. Shout out to Dr. Clark, okay? It's giving PhD.
Yes. Shout out to Dr. Clark.
Beautiful pictures of them down to the Roots picnic and of her dissertation defense announcement. Okay, it's giving. It's a scholarly project defense by Lindsay Clark. Lindsay A. Clark, PhD. Congratulations, sis.
All right. Our next announcement reads, praise the Lord, niggas. Hello, Chef Jade and Dr. Kia. Takia. And he spelled it correctly.
Congratulations. On May 6th. Thank you.
Oh, wait a minute. First of all, I just want you all to know that this is titled, I got 2 degrees in my Rochelle voice.
That's it.
On May 6th, I graduated from Auburn University with a Master of Real Estate Development,
come on,
MRED, and minor in community planning. I made it a point to not be wrinkled on that day, but this was a goal I've considered for some time. These last 2 years have been nothing but growth. I found my personal stride despite being in the pandemic, a relationship ending, life, and navigating irritating clear people along the way. Shout out to my amazing support system and classmates who pushed through with me. The next goal is to obtain my architecture license this year and make some Tuskegee professors proud. Class of 14, TU, Tuskegee, yes. University. I did all this to learn the business of architecture because several individuals gatekeep that info or don't know what they're doing themselves. Soon I'll start developing walkable neighborhoods for Black and brown people to actually feel safe and heal. Oh, I love this. Hopefully these developments encourage more local Black businesses and create the wealth we deserve. I've been a fan since the first episode, so this moment is full circle for me. Thank y'all for the laughter and encouragement every week. It truly helps. And that's from Benjamin. P.S. Please disregard the casual looks in the group picture. It was an impromptu moment. Oh, y'all, stop all this bullshit. Please. You look amazing. You look amazing. I love the work you're doing. This is important work. And I'm so proud of every last one of you who are contributing to Black people getting what we deserve. Mm-hmm. Pouring back into the community. Congratulations, Benjamin.
The next email reads, greetings and salutations, cousin. My name is Shola, and my God on today, I can finally say that I'm about to be done. It's been a long time coming, and I've spent an entire decade working towards achieving my dream. Since high school, I've managed to get my Bachelor's of Science in Biology, a post-baccalaureate certificate, and a medical doctorate. I've also completed my residency in obstetrics and gynecology, earned my board certification, and will be finishing my fellowship in minimally invasive gynecologic surgery. I do big surgery through small holes. Go ahead. After years of studying late nights, several exams, and lots of prayers, your girl done made it. I'm so thankful for you two and how you both are so authentically yourselves and for being a source of laughter, advice, and knowledge. Cheers to a long break before starting my big girl job. And that's with love, Shola, a.k.a. Dr. A.M.D. Come on.
Dr. Shola.
Gynecologic surgeon.
Wow.
We
need more Black OBGYNs.
We sure do, honey.
We need that. That's very important. And I love that you're doing this. Congratulations.
Let us know where
Dr.
you end
Shola.
Up so that we can all come to you. Everybody wants a Black woman OBGYN. So please.
Yeah. Every last one of us, actually.
Every last one of us are looking for, someone who has the cultural awareness, knowledge, and competence to keep us alive in this dancery. So please keep us apprised of where you end up in the world. We're very, very proud of you, Dr. Shola, girl. I know that's right.
She said, cheers to a long break before starting my big girl job.
You've been a big girl job, girl.
Looking at all the fat moths. Okay.
Oh, my Lord.
Okay, good. So that was our last announcement. Mm-mm-mm. All right. So you all have literally 1 more week to get your graduation announcements in for the 2023 school year before it's done for the year and we're on to 2024. So please send your last graduation announcements to hello@gettinggrown.co. That's hello@gettinggrown.co. Kia and I congratulate each and every last one of
you for your amazing
accomplishments, whether
it
be pre-K, eighth grade, high school, college, or whether you went back at 57 years old. It don't matter. Congratulations to every single one of y'all. And we're so happy to do this. And we'll see you for our last bit of graduation announcements and on the main stage.
Toodles!
Have you ever wondered what the stars have to say about your favorite artists and writers? Listen to Stars and Stars with Issa, where I, your host and astrologer, Issa Nakazawa, read and interpret astrological birth charts of luminaries like W. Kamau Bell, Gia Tolentino, and so many more. You'll discover how astrology can unlock fascinating insights about these stars, and who knows, maybe you'll learn a little bit more about yourself. Listen to Stars and Stars with Issa wherever you get your podcasts.